Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
94.7 The Wave. Good morning. I'm Pat Prescott. Very happy today because I'm going to get a chance to talk to a good friend who I think is one of the most interesting men in the world. Whether he's playing golf with his famous friends, he might be flying an airplane, traveling the world, or doing what he is most famous for, and that is playing a signature soprano saxophone, kind of like him on the alto and tenor too. Kenny G joins us on the phone now. How you doing, Kenny?
Hey, Pat. I'm doing great, and it's always great to talk to you.
Same here. Looking forward to seeing you. To this Friday night at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach. August 23rd is the date for Kenny G performing in a beautiful, intimate setting. And, you know, I know you've played some of the biggest venues all over the world, but this one, people will get a chance to kind of lean in. I like the Hyatt a lot.
Yeah, it's real intimate atmosphere. It's outside. It's kind of like some place where you'd watch somebody get married. It's like a place, like a garden area where you would see people having wedding receptions. So it's actually super intimate.
Yeah, actually, they do a lot of weddings over there at that Hyatt in Newport. I mean, Newport Beach, such a great setting for that kind of thing, and a great setting, too, for the concert series that's there. Is it any issue for you playing outside, with, you know, playing a horn outside?
You know, it's always a little bit of an issue with an instrumentalist playing outside, depending on the weather and the temperature. So if it's cold, it's really a lot tougher for a brass instrument like a saxophone or a trumpet. If it's warm, it's great. But, you know, the thing is, Pat, we've done this a lot, so we just adjust. So even if it's a little tougher, it doesn't mean that we don't put on a great show. It just means I work a little extra hard.
Which you don't mind. You're a pretty hardworking guy anyway. I know that to have you call in to us this morning was no big deal, because what time do you get up?
I usually get up around 6:30 or 7, and then I start practicing. So I practice my saxophone every morning for 3 hours. I put in 3 hours every day. I never miss a day. Even if I'm on vacation, I'll still squeeze in a couple of hours, even if I'm in a hotel room. And you know, listen, practicing is not the same as a concert. So people say, oh, I'm sure the neighbors really loved listening to you play. It's not like I'm playing melodies and songs. I'm working on, you know, scales and riffs and patterns. So it's more like going to the gym and working out.
Right.
Not necessarily what people want to hear, but I still put it in every single day.
But we're talking to Kenny G this morning. He's performing Friday night at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach. And, you know, talking about the disturbing the neighbors, I don't think you're disturbing the neighbors. The neighbors can't hear around where you are. I did want to ask you, I know that this has been a crazy year with the Malibu fires and everything. I couldn't help but think about you when we saw that happening.
Yeah, you know, I was actually in Asia on tour, saw all that happening, and was really like trying to get the information as I could get it from anywhere, you know, just online. And it was really hard to know where the fire was. And I had a few neighbors that would send me text messages talking about how sorry they were about my neighborhood being engulfed in flames, which means I don't know what that meant.
Exactly.
The house was burning. Anyway, by the time I got back, it was still the evacuation was lifted, but there was still no power. So I was at the house for like 4 or 5 days without any power. My son and I were there. We kind of camped out, which was actually cool. But the house was there. It was pretty smoky smelling inside, so I had to do some smoke repair once people got a chance to come back and the power was on. But, you know, listen, it's all good. Nobody got hurt. And so it's just a little bit of an inconvenience. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah, that's a lot to be thankful for. And how are the kids doing? Your sons are pretty, they're grown men practically now, aren't they?
They are definitely grown men. Not even practically, they are. You know, my oldest son, Max, has got his own heavy metal band in New York. And so he's working and trying to carve a career for himself. And my son, Noah, just graduated from USC. And he is going to go into film composition. So they both obviously liked what they saw with their dad and his music career. So they want to do their own thing, and I think it's wonderful.
Yeah, I think that is really special because, you know, you can't dictate to your kids what they're going to do or who they're going to be, but when they embrace what it is that you love, that's got to be something awesome.
You know, I'm really glad to be able to share my idea of what it takes to be successful with my kids. But it's pretty much not a secret. I mean, I would tell this to anybody. Just practice a lot. You know, find something that you really love, practice a lot, get really great at it, and the world opens its doors to you. It's pretty simple. Now, what happens is, Pat, that everybody wants it, but they don't want to put in the 30,000 hours of practice time.
Yeah.
That's all it takes, though. You put that time in, Pat. Look at, you know, we know all about Pat Prescott. She is an expert on the radio. I mean, Pat, you are, I've seen you just ad-lib, and it sounds like you've written it out and memorized it, and you're just ad-libbing. So you're so great at that because you've got so many hours under your belt.
Exactly. I don't get up, though, and practice for 3 hours in the morning. I just get up and go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but listen, how about four? What are you on the air? 4 hours every day?
6 hours
now. You add up
now.
All those years? 6 hours every day. You add up all those hours? You probably got 30, 40,000 hours at what you do. Of course you're going to be great.
Well, I tell you what, you are certainly great at what you do, and I can't wait to see you at the Hyatt on Friday. So tell us what we can expect. You have such a huge catalog. I don't know how you decide what to play. I mean, some things are obvious, but you know.
It's kind of difficult to decide because, you know, I really don't know exactly what songs everybody wants to hear. So what we try to do is we try to play the songs that shine the best live, even if we skip something that people might want to hear, that might not be the one that just makes us shine live. Unless, of course, you know, if I hear somebody call out a song and they just demand it, we'll play it. But normally it's just a choice of which ones make us look the best on stage and it's the most exciting songs, the most heartfelt. And we've done it enough, so I think I've got it narrowed down pretty well.
Well, we know you'll be looking good and sounding good on Friday night at the Hyatt. Always happy to see you there or pretty much anywhere, really. You can get information on tickets at HyattConcerts.com. But make sure you join us on Friday night for Kenny G, a very special, intimate evening at the Hyatt Regency in Newport Beach. And thanks for calling in this morning, Kenny, taking a little bit of time with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, of course, Pat. Anytime. And thank you for the support. See you guys out there. It's going to be a great show. It's going to be intimate, so get your tickets soon.
Kenny G with us this morning on 94.7 The Wave. Stick around. Nice long set of music coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.